What does your laughter mean? What does your laughter do? There are two kinds of laughter. Depending on what predominates, you are a happy person or an unhappy person. You have peace or you have turbulence. The two kinds of laughs are: derisive laugh equals mocking, jeering. Benevolent laugh, the laughter of recognition. There is always a price. We are looking at laughter by the criterion, who pays the price? Truth be told, everything comes from either one of those places, so there is no laughter, no chuckle, not even a smile that comes from any place different. Someone always meant to pay the price. Meant. And although truth is, no action comes from any other place, laughter and its derivations are automatic. Belie who you are. Really. The two places. Desire to receive for the self alone. Or desire to receive for the sake of sharing. Both are terms from Kabbalah, and they are incredibly useful distinctions to navigate life successfully. But interestingly, they are also the key to happiness. When you laugh from desire to receive for the self alone, your innards tighten, and you are not happy. Life in you doesn't like it. It makes you tight and not happy. Until you can recognize forcing, resistance, fear, competition as the dynamic underneath desire to receive for the self alone, you'll approach it with the mind, and because the mind is stupid, ignorant, the mind will answer from the prevailing culture. The culture which is always pretentious. Laughing, smiling, smirking, grinning, at somebody's expense. So, you need to learn to recognize the signs of not allowing. Not allowing another to be, have, do, be right, be smart, be anything. Nowadays has epidemic proportions. Whether not allowing is in the area of politics, religion, wealth, color, sexual preference, thinking, science, rules, laws, behaviors, what they eat, standards and ideals, judging them as right or wrong, good or bad is always desire to receive for the self alone, aka the only evil there is. Humans, every human, has that evil in them, and can't permanently remove it. So when something strikes you as funny, you may want to ponder who is paying the price. And when your gut says someone is wrong, and it is automatic and instant, then look at them with the intention to bring sober eyes to it. Bring observation, witnessing. My own technique is to say hmm, and whatever I would say without the hmm. The hmm creates a moment of pause, a distance, and instantly transforms the what happened is not me, not mine, not a big deal. After a while I can even laugh at things that were making me irate before. Benevolent laugh, the laughter of recognition. I have some friends who laugh every time I make a mistake or encounter a misfortune. With friends who needs enemies, right? I have clients who chuckle when I point out their shortcomings. I have students who make me work double hard, only so they can see me struggle. The laughter, the chuckle is unconscious. You can't control it. You can pretend to be a good guy, but your laughter gives you away. Now, what if you are laughing about yourself? Is that always desire to receive for the sake of sharing? No, not at all. In fact, a lot of self-mocking, self-deprecation is secretly a way to be superior over others. There is a melody, a sound to benevolence, and a different sound to sharpness, of derisiveness. Learn to hear the difference. Watch people. Again, without judging. Just observe them. And try to tell which laugh you heard, which smile, grin, smirk you saw. Make it a skill you learn. It will guide you a lot in life. While you don't have to be present to everything, be present to this. Be present to what forwards your life, what enriches your experiences, what will make your life better. The rest. F. It. And observe yourself. Notice the judging, notice the smirk, notice the superiority. It takes you to unhappiness, because your two selves, the pure innocent part, and the self you are being in life are at odds. And when they are at odds, you can't love yourself, and you can't love your life. Meaning, you'll be unhappy, even if rich and comfortable. The unconditional love activator will help you to bring the evil part of you closer to the innocent part of you. It will help you build trust with yourself. Lasting trust. So you can trust yourself every step of the way. Create inner peace so you can live. Why do I say inner peace? Because all the unfulfilled needs that you chase after get fulfilled once you have unconditional love. No kidding. So if you are trying to be important, or safe, or you are trying to matter, or trying to be considered valuable, it can all be taken back to having felt not having gotten unconditional love. Once that feeling goes away, you'll be able to do what you need to do. Maybe for the first time in your life.